Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at
1-800-800-3333. It's our Tua. It's our Tua. It's our Tua. Quarterback, A for effort. Dolphins quarterback.
Oof.
Tua. It's our Tua.
Little easy on that, buddy. With the deep balls, huh?
But maybe he had some points. Tua. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Dolphins quarterback.
Larry Zonka tweeted yesterday, "Turn out the lights. The party's over. Cheers to a better season next fall." Whiskey emoji. Hashtag MIA versus NYJ. Hashtag fins up. Hashtag hang in there. Zonk, I'm trying, baby. I'm trying to hang in there, Zonk. You know Zonk didn't like him sleeping on that bench.
Oh, no. And he doesn't even understand the Tyreek Hill thing.
That's what we're doing now.
What?
Complain about the guys who aren't playing.
Yeah, actually, I am.
All right.
I am actually. Leroy, is it not the biggest question now, though? Like, and I, you know, I love Tua. I love his little adorable face. Mm-hmm. I'm a fan of him.
Dude, remember this?
Yeah. That's gonna be
oh man.
Comes out to camp first day. Show me the money. Oh man. But yeah, like, dude, that Leroy. First of all, here's what I want. Okay, and I said this yesterday on Game Day Uncensored, and I'm dead ass serious about this. I want his ass to get fat again. Okay.
Wow.
No more running for him. He's not allowed. No more running for Tua.
What?
It's ridiculous, Froggy. He can't stand up. Dude, yeah, okay, we have one. Let me just do science,
yes,
okay?
Yes.
Thin Tua,
yep,
most games missed ever. Chunky Tua, 17 games. 18 games, because he had a playoff game. Fat Tua, plays. Thin Tua, doesn't play.
That's fair. It's a fair assessment.
That's just science.
Yeah. Yeah. It's unfortunate, but it's the truth.
Why are you looking at me? Leroy.
Can we just get in shape, Tua?
He needs some cushion for the pushing.
Yeah.
Coming from two guys that if the Jim walked up to you and slapped you in the face, you was like, who that is?
Dude, that's not fine. Who's that's Jim? Fair. That
I'm just saying, like,
why is Jim angry at me?
Like, I just think, like, I don't know. Like, we're searching.
We're not searching. I found it.
You think Fat Tua?
Fat Tua is a healthy Tua. Okay. Some guys. You guys remember when Pablo Sandoval tried to get thin? Never worked out. You know who hit 300? Kung Fu Panda.
Yeah. Oh,
and did you see Kung Fu Panda win his jersey?
Remember when CC Sabathia tried to get thin? Meatballs, dude.
Gross.
When he was Fat CC, couldn't touch him. One of the best pitchers we've ever seen. Mm-hmm. Some guys are just Tyson Fury. Remember lean Tyson Fury? That dude's getting knocked out. That guy's getting put on the canvas. Fat Tyson Fury.
But it wasn't really lean. It wasn't lean Fury.
Well, it lean was, for him. Lean for the Gypsy King.
No. Yeah. It was Gypsy King on that other stuff that made him thin.
Oh, Ozempic?
Yeah, yo.
Yeah, yo.
Oh, he had the original Ozempic in powder form.
Jonah Hill,
big greens.
Remember him? Used to love him. He was hilarious. Now,
yep.
Skinny Jonah Hill.
Yeah, but he's been doing serious movies now.
Some guys are just better fat. Okay, and I'm just telling you right now, Tua has no business being thin and running. He has no business. It's not. It's not for him. He needs to be. I'm just
trying to point. We know all this, right?
Yep.
How about getting and spending some money on his protection?
That's fine. I'm trying to protect him from himself, though.
You know what also help him protect him from himself?
Not running.
Better protection up front.
Fair.
Won't have to.
Fair. Fine. Listen, we'll be addition by subtraction. Guaranteed. Eichenberg is gone. Line's going to.
No, it's not.
Oh, it is, dude. Trust me.
You need. First of all, you're going to need a left tackle.
We have another one. What happened?
They moved him to right tackle.
That was only because Kendall Lamb spinal. So they needed a right tackle. They were down to their third right tackle. And Austin Jackson should be back. I think this Brewer.
You know,
good,
I'm more than sure that
I think Brewer's good.
At some points in his career, you gave Austin Jackson the Liam Eichenberg.
No, dude, no.
Yes, you did.
Nobody's
yes,
you ever, did. No, oh, never. Yes, nobody's ever gotten the Eichenberg. Dude, nope. Yeah, nope.
Oh
nope.
My goodness.
Nope. Nobody's ever gotten the Eichenberg from me. Well, nobody's worse than Liam Eichenberg. Liam Eichenberg is going to go in the line, the pantheon of worst Dolphins linemen. Mark Colombo,
and guess
Jesse
what?
Davis.
And you know what's funny? Yep. Liam Eichenberg will still be on the team next year.
No, he's not. Contract's over. Don't let the door hit you with a good Lord split you. See ya. Now, he'll probably be a Pro Bowler somewhere else. That's just inevitably how it works here. Saw Rob Hunt yesterday recruiting Tyreek Hill to the Panthers.
It just, like, we need meatheads up front. Just guys that, for silly, slap each other in the face, right? You need that kind of attitude up front. Like, you just got to, like, that crew can't be finesse.
Dade South says, tell Leroy what BBLs Tua stands for, Tobin. I said this yesterday on the show. You Tua's going to get that BBL. Big, beautiful lefty.
Okay.
You know, minus one.
I didn't realize that
show ponyness.
You didn't?
I think I knew. I just forgot. Didn't watch. Yeah.
I gotcha.
He balled out.
He did ball out. It was a fun game.
It was a fun, like, a fun who would have ever thought that was going to be the game of the week, because I've stayed up half the night watching that Detroit and Minnesota game, and the whole time I'm thinking, all the guys, they got hurt.
You see that they fired Jerod Mayo, like, not even, like, right after the game ended?
Wow. You know why? You know why, right?
Vrabel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to do it quick. And here's what sucks. Jerod Mayo didn't get fired because of the job that he did with New England. New England knew they were going to suck, right? He got fired because they didn't want Vrabel going on a whole bunch of job interviews. Simple as that. That's it. And that's unfortunate. But, yeah. And their quarterback is not terrible. Like, yeah, so it's hard to say on a 4-13 team, and you see their quarterback, and you go, oh, okay, I can see some stuff there.
Gronk sounded like he was ready to rip Robert Kraft yesterday, and they just for the decision, because he said it wasn't fair that they fired Jerod Mayo.
No, it wasn't.
And then they just said, oh, sorry, we got to go to commercial break. I'm like, what was that?
Here's remember what I told you.
Why are we silencing Gronk?
Here's what I told you. I hate about Black coaches getting opportunities, right? Jerod Mayo got an opportunity to be a head coach, but did he get an opportunity to be a head coach?
Not really.
Right. And not so really. That goes on his resume. So fair or not, when other people see if he comes up for another coaching job, what are they going to say? Oh, well, he coached the Patriots. They got rid of him after one season. And so, like, I want them to get good opportunities, right? Like, I want there to be a situation where when you fire a coach for a Vrabel, that you feel that way about, you know, a Jerod Mayo. Like, he never got a chance to see it through. And it sucks when you know your team was going to suck going into the season. So, yeah, it's unfortunate. It's a terrible thing.
You see the tweet I sent you about Deshaun Watson apparently having a setback?
Yeah. Like, this team is cursed when it comes to one position.
Right? Dude, I had no idea Bailey Zappi was playing for you guys.
The guy you got rid of is in the playoffs.
Yep. Multiple times, too.
And all the guys that you kept have the same problem. They like to throw it to the other team. I was shocked Bailey Zappi was.
I had no idea he was your quarterback.
When you have young quarterbacks on your roster, and I say it's about DTR, right? There's, like, again, when a guy is drafted late in the draft, there's a level of development you're admitting that he needs. But when guys get hurt and you throw him out there, it's not fair to you or to him if he hasn't gone through that process.
By the way, Tyreek Hill wants to let everybody know on Twitter to come through the Aventura Mall today and shop.
For what? New wide receivers? Because evidently you out. We on the Everything Must Go sale? What do we got?
We got a clearance sale? What are we doing? Yeah. What are you going to the San Diego Mall? What's the mall in LA? Whatever the hell they got over there.
The thing that amazes me about Tyreek, he can say some of the craziest stuff and then just move on like nothing happened. We hurt, dog. We hurt by this. I ain't coming to no mall to see you.
I'll go to River. I'll go to River Craycraft store. He played the whole game. He had a catch.
That would have been
the River.
Hey, that would have been something if we would have got there anytime. River Craycraft and Hill in the same game.
I was so hyped up after that Zach Sealer sack. I'm like, I might hit this parlay. And then Tyreek Hill's not out there. I'm like, all right. I understand. But also
even yeah. Garbage time at the end, that's when Tyreek get, you know, he'd get 2-3 catches.
That's what I was thinking, dude. That's what I was thinking. I thought we would have been good. But hey, I should have gone Jonnu Smith. As soon as I saw Jonnu Smith get this fifth catch, I just looked at my I just went like when you forced the turnover, I just went to like I just went, that's on me. That's on me. I should have known. That's on me. Should have gone Jonnu. Jonnu, what a great year.
Jonnu, yeah. Like,
he's talking about Jonnu Smith. Hey, Jonnu Smith got a store?
And guess what? You know the crazy thing about it is? He was non-existent the first 2-3 weeks of the season. Right? Then all of a sudden, he had that one game, and then, oh, let's use our tight end.
Come on down to Tyreek Hill's store. Dropping prices, dropping balls.
Oh man!
Needless to say,
he didn't help. He didn't help how we feel.
Nope.
On this Monday.
No.
Not at all.
No, not at all, dude. Not at all. Like it only added to this because it's just like, all right. So the one change is like Cheetah wants out. Like, is that the? I know that they'll do some trenches stuff, but it is. I think it is a bit of a hopeless feel right now for the Dolph fan, you know? Well, it is.
If you want fans to understand your struggles and why things didn't go the way they went, as a player, don't you have to understand that? As a player, you have to understand, like, you know, look, we got to fix this offensive line thing. We need some consistency. Guys in and out, it doesn't make good for offensive line. Like, and when that's fixed, then my production will be better. When Tua's there, my production will be better. All these things, you can't then at the end of a season, with all the stuff that's happened and you've asked everybody to be patient and hang in there with us and all this stuff, and we did, you can't then all of a sudden say, I'm out, as if you didn't even acknowledge all the things that were happening to you.
Come on down to Cheetah's in the Aventura Mall. We're only open half the day. We don't work a full day.
Close at halftime. So every day they close. Jesus 1 o'clock Christ, game, dude. We close every day at 2:30.
Think some Cheetah's like at the Aventura Mall. Goes, oh, Auntie Anne's. I'm gonna go get me a pretzel.
Really? No, get the mini hot dogs.
Oh, dude! Wow.
Wait. Do you get the cheese?
Of course.
A little cheese sauce with it.
Ridiculous question. Of course.
Okay. All right. I had. You know what? I had corn dogs the other day. Delicious. Oh. You can't get them corn dogs in the box, though. I went to, like, Fresh Market, and they had the big ones. Like, you know, I've contemplated making corn dogs myself. I like corn dogs so much.
Schmeathen says, Tyreek Hill's store, 5 catches and below.
Point for Twitcher.
We say, in this corner, we got new drops. We got the new drop section.
Point for Lee.
Hey, you think, where's your catch section? Oh, man. I'm lashing out. I still feel the way I feel about competing, but I'm lashing out because I know I've been in a locker room where guys have been so upset by the way the season went, they say some dumb stuff. So I'm just going to chalk that up to Tyreek saying that after, you know, a tough season and having to answer questions and that last game. And so what he says, I'm not, you know, is the frustration of the season. I get that. But I am going to have a problem with him not competing. That's it. I'm always going to have a problem with him not competing. We just say you go down with the ship, right? We all in this together. They say this all the time. We in this together. We're going to fight through it. We're going to do this. Then you can't show you can't have a moment where you rats off a ship. Right? You just can't do that. That is the one thing that if a teammate or anybody else, it's not acceptable. It isn't. So, like, I didn't make nothing of what he said. Oh, I want to be out. That'll change next week. Right? He'll talk to his teammates and to, you know, his agent or whatever. And it's just like, I went too far. I went too far with that. But the not playing after second half, you can't undo that.
Take a break. More to come here on the show. Back after this.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, you rascals. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Tell you guys up until 2 as your Miami Heat will be back in action tonight. Your Panthers are back in action tonight. We got a little doubleheader. Yay. Leroy, get a little snoozing, baby. Come on. You don't want to watch a little Heat
Can Kings? I just tell you?
Little Heat Kings?
I'm going to say this. No.
Little cats and Lanch tonight?
Nope.
Ball Arena?
Nope.
The Cats are the only ones who got us here, dude.
Right.
All we got is the Cats. Sergei Bobrovsky, 37 years old. Does he want a time off? Nah. I'm out here quick as ever. Boquist brothers, they're like, hey, we're bringing some edge. We got Barkey. We got Kachuk.
What was it? Spencer Knight. He's looked not bad.
Not bad. Listen, he knows. Hey, listen, he knows. He knows that he's got that throne as soon as Bob's ready to call a girl. Although, I don't know when Bob's slowing down. Maybe he's got a Bob twilight.
When you can play goalie while doing backflips and side twists, you're not ready to give it up.
Mm-hmm.
How he gets his body from one side of the net to the other, it looks like he's playing Twister sometimes.
It does. I'm looking forward to it tonight. I like a little late night action. Now, here's the latest on the Jimmy Butler saga. Okay. For those who have lived under a rock, they suspended him on Friday without pay, 7 games, which was the last home game.
That's basically $1 million a game for the amount of games he's played.
It was, I believe it's like it for whatever reason, it ventures out to $2.5 million. I thought it was like a $4 million fine.
Right.
Based on his game checks, but I guess it's not a pure just per game check the way that it works.
Mm-hmm.
And they've already filed a grievance. The Players Association has already filed a grievance, but that doesn't stop your suspension. They still go through the suspension. Eventually, it all gets settled. This has happened with like Kyrie, Ben Simmons, James Harden, you know, those types
the
of
usual
things.
Suspects.
Right.
Like you notice the names that you just mentioned.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Like, does that tell you all you need to know?
So the Heat suspended him. He was not there on Saturday night. God, did they? I mean, true or false? I don't think Jimmy Butler watched the game, but when he found out what had happened, he was howling with laughter. Yes?
Yes.
I mean,
based on the way he's been playing, it wouldn't have. What is he laughing at?
I don't know. I mean, just you suspended me and Pat Riley had to sit there and watch his team give up 100 points in 3 quarters to a 7-win team. There are pictures that look like he's sleeping. I will not accuse Pat Riley of sleeping, but there are pictures that very much look like he's sleeping during that game.
Right.
I didn't see him sleeping. I saw him there with Alonzo Mourning, but you know what? If he was sleeping, I don't blame him. That was one of the worst basketball games I have ever seen. But now, here's the interesting thing. Last night, Anthony Chang, Ira Winderman are saying the Miami Heat are putting a plan in place for Jimmy Butler's return after these 7 games.
Huh?
If they cannot find a trade for Jimmy Butler, they're preparing to try and figure out what they do when he comes back.
Now, look like they're going to find a trade for him.
It doesn't seem like there's like there was some weird stuff over the weekend where like there was some weird movement on the Grizzlies betting line, which I don't know who's betting on Jimmy Butler future teams. It does appear very much like, and I don't want to just throw accusations out there. It appears the Phoenix Suns are bullying Bradley Beal. Like they're being very mean to him. It appears he's been frozen out by Devin Booker and Kevin Durant. Yesterday,
he's always hurt.
Yesterday, Chris Haynes comes out and says he is being demoted from the starting lineup along with Nurkic. And apparently there is what Haynes refers to as tension in the locker room because they've stunk. I mean, you know, but why does Jimmy Butler want to go there? Because their owner is very rich and he will pay Jimmy Butler whatever he wants. However, the Heat are not taking back Bradley Beal, so they need to find a third team. There's some stuff out there. There's some mechanisms of maybe Detroit. I've seen a Detroit, Tim Hardaway Jr., Tobias Harris back to the Heat with picks. They take on Bradley Beal. They lost Jaden Ivey, and the Suns get Jimmy Butler. Now, this all is prevalent on Bradley Beal has to waive his no-trade clause and say, I want to go play in Detroit. Now, he did play in Washington, so, I mean, he's been on some bad teams. And they're not awful. They're not Washington Wizards bad right now. And it appears, though, what they're trying to do, I don't want to accuse anybody of it. It appears that locker room and that team is trying to shame him. Shame him. And let me just say, Bradley, you stand tall, my friend. Don't feel like you need to say yes to anything.
Wait a minute. Whoa.
Stand tall, Bradley.
Whoa. You do realize that you can't get what you want if all these other things don't happen.
I got to be honest with you. I feel like I'm rooting for chaos.
Well, you already have chaos.
You might be right about that.
You already have chaos. You got Jimmy chaos. So what? How much more chaos could you want?
I now want to see what it's like if he tries to come back. And honestly, hey, Leroy.
No. You.
What?
You come on this show and you make fun of all the dysfunction on other teams in any sport. And now you're rooting for it for the Heat?
Yes. I want to see.
Do you not feel ashamed of yourself for the thing that you had?
Don't
made
feel
fun
it.
Of,
no, no. You want to?
The
no.
Thing that you have made ashamed. Fun of and laughed at and mocked all the years we've known each other is the chaos and the the stuff going on with other teams.
Yeah.
The dysfunction on other teams.
And
now you're rooting for your own team?
Here's why. Can I say why? Because you guys lost by 36 points to the Utah Jazz without Jimmy Butler. So if you guys are going to put out that performance, then I'm just here for interesting. And you want to know what would be funny? Jimmy Butler's suspension being up, no trades happen, and he has to come back and either one, I guess, sit on the bench. I don't know what he's going to do. Or two, him and Spo have to make amends. And I just want to see what happens. I'm kind of curious. I don't know. We don't know. Could happen.
No, it couldn't.
I mean, it might happen.
First of all, you're talking about two stubborn men with their heels dug in. And that's not even talking about Pat Riley. I'm just talking about Spo and Jimmy. Why does he do this?
I don't understand. It's New Year, same him.
Same him.
I'm sorry, I had to sneeze.
You talked for the last 5 minutes. You didn't realize nobody can hear you?
It wasn't 5 minutes. It was two words. You're lashing
out. It wasn't.
It was. You're lashing out.
What are you, a ventriloquist now? I'm telling you, your lips moved for the last 5 minutes. No words came out.
Ridiculous. That's not true.
Oh, my goodness. You're the worst.
Here's what I think. I think Pat Riley and Jimmy Butler, that bridge is burned. Okay. It's not getting fixed.
Spo ain't gonna save it.
Spo is a maniac. He's able to compartmentalize. If it's just hoops, it's just Spo. That's what he can do. If he truly felt, now, will Jimmy actually play basketball? I don't know. I mean, they got his word last time that he was going to come back from this illness, and he didn't try. So
blame Spo. And he blamed Spo, the guy you said he gonna make up with.
I think
let me explain something to you.
Mm-hmm.
What little coaching we know? What little about basketball we know? Where's the one spot you're not going to put Jimmy Butler? If you know his skill set. Standing in the corner.
But he chose to do that.
Then why? But he said to coaches, that's my role.
He also said he was sick. Yeah, he also said he was sick.
Yeah, well, okay. So what leads me to believe, let me just say this, leads me to believe that this situation has only come to a head now, but has been going on for a while, right before Jimmy got the bubble guts.
Agreed.
Okay. So.
Convenient bubble guts.
We're the worst bubble guts in the history of bubble guts.
We're going to go on a month of Jimmy Butler basically not playing with these 7-game suspension on top of the 7-game BGs. We're going to go on that many games where they were just trying to figure out a trade. Hey guys, here's my thought. The trade isn't coming for either one of you. None of you are going to get what you want here. And your only way out of this is finish the year together and Jimmy opts out. So don't you guys, like, very clearly over this, they fielded their calls. Brian Windhorst is saying the Heat don't like their hand, which why would they, if I was a GM, why the hell would I give the Heat anything knowing what they're dealing with? Okay. If you're the Miami Heat and you're Jimmy Butler, again, I come to, isn't the best situation for you to play as good as possible so somebody wants to pay you?
One would think.
Other than this crazy Suns owner.
Which was my whole point the whole time, which is why I thought Jimmy would ball out when he said, I ain't worried about the contract.
Yeah, well, he didn't ball out.
And guess what? If you don't ball out, you can still opt in for $52 million.
Right. And he didn't ball out. He lashed out.
Right. So what makes you think, and I'm going to say this, because, you know, you're my guy.
Yep.
Thick as thieves.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Eat crab together and do stuff. What in the hell makes you think Jimmy going to come back and ball? Because there ain't nothing that he's done that would suggest that when he told you he was going to do that previously to this situation.
What if he has found out that the temperature of paying him money has not been that great?
You're asking a guy
mm-hmm.
to be aware
mm-hmm.
that has never been aware.
That's fair.
Like, you don't. This ain't. Listen, I put this perfectly
mm-hmm.
before all of this, before the suspension, before everything. Jimmy's going to be Jimmy. Pat is going to be Pat. Spo's going to be Spo. And they all going to get dug in, and ain't nobody going to move. Because everybody and all those three parties feel this. I'm in a position in my career where I don't have to budge for nobody.
Yes, but I think the one who would
who's going to give in?
I think Spo is the massager. No. Because I think he's just saying, hey, Jim,
how?
Jim.
You think, wait. You know the basis in which Spo lives is you earn it.
Of course.
You earn your right to be on the court. Now. If Jimmy comes back and you just throw him in there for 30 minutes, what are all those other guys going to say?
I don't know. That's a good question.
So as a coach, if you give into this, right? You give mm-hmm. into this, what is Kalel going to say?
I don't think he's going to say anything.
Really? Really?
He's a rookie.
Really?
Okay. I think Nico misses him.
Okay. That's fine. All that is fine. Okay. All those other guys could love Jimmy. But this has got nothing. Tina Turner, what's love got to do with it? Nothing.
Kevin Love?
No. The love that you have for Jimmy and don't have nothing to do with this situation.
What are you looking at me for, Frog Boy?
Who the hell is controlling Kevin Love's Instagram? Because this guy, he is on a streak.
Let me tell you something about the old... They don't care about trolling on Instagram. He's not playing basketball, so he's just like, I'm gonna have a good time.
He was trolling in the locker room after Tyler's addressing the media.
Sure was.
I'm like, a little bit too much fun, Kevin.
Unless Kevin's trying to mend fences. What if he's a fence mender?
That's what he's doing.
Wait. You have to show me a situation where any of these parties had a change of heart and this situation would get better.
I think
Spo would, based on what?
Look, the Heat want wins.
Want to happen.
I understand, but hear me out. The Heat want wins, and Jimmy wants Mannion. How does either one of those things happen without each other?
Jimmy wanted the money before, and he got mysterious bubble guts.
He thought, okay, he got mysterious bubble guts, and then he came back, and he lashed out, and he thought, this will get me traded, and it hasn't. It got him suspended.
But you said he wanted money. But correct me if I'm wrong.
Yep.
25 points a game. 7 rebounds, 5 assists, or get you your money. Is that not how?
Yeah, if he plays Jimmy Butler basketball, it would get him his money. Lashing out, I don't think does help that.
So, like, who's going to get? Because we're in a position now where I believe Jimmy thinks, like, forget I'm 35, I'm a baller. Pay me. But ain't nobody seen it in how long?
Dude, there's a we gotta take a break, but there's some more reports out there. People aren't that keen on them. Like the market ain't
so hot. Why?
Take a break. Back after this.
Joe cracked the door.
Welcome back, everybody. Hey, Leroy, can we get a weather update from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm? YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Call them at 866-954-MORE.
Sure can.
Mm.
Looking outside right now, the breeze has picked up. Winds are coming out of the west, maybe a little to the southwest at about 15 miles an hour. It is partly sunny, or you could say partly cloudy, whichever floats your boat. And I'm going to say right now it's like 75 degrees, but it's going to be warm, a little bit warmer than it's been the next couple of days, and it's going to get cold, straight cold.
Can we talk about how I lashed out at Marcos?
You've been lashing out.
Well, this
you know
one was...
why? I'm going to tell you why you've been lashing out. You've been lashing out because you fully haven't understood the situation.
Well, how so?
And you're ignoring a whole bunch of aspects of it.
I don't think I am ignoring. Here. I think I've been the most aware and keen on this situation from jump.
Let me explain something to you. In order for a situation to get better, somebody has to do something differently than they've been doing. I'm going to give you the three parties involved.
Yep.
Spo, Jimmy, and Pat. All very strong-minded people.
Right. But Spo's the most adaptable.
Is he?
Yes.
Okay. I don't believe that. Okay. Because I believe that he has a responsibility for 15 guys.
And that is fair, but I wonder when those 15 guys get embarrassed by a terrible team and they think, maybe we kind of do need Jimmy Butler.
Like it hasn't happened when Jimmy Butler was playing?
It has happened before.
Okay. Okay. So.
You don't think it reassesses you? I think you, like you always say, these guys are competitors. That doesn't reassess things.
Yeah, but again, the only information I have on this whole situation is what Jimmy told me he was going to do.
That's fair. I don't know what he could do. Like Jimmy
told you what he was going to do
and didn't do it. I know. Jimmy being a wild card cannot be accounted for because he could definitely go out there again and just completely tank it. And then what? But
then what? Then you're in a worse situation because.
Well, I mean, you're kind of in the same situation. I think for him, it's just a question of. He very clearly is fed up with Pat Riley. That I don't think is going to get anywhere.
But Pat Riley is not in that room.
In the locker room.
Right.
Yeah, I get you. I don't know. And I don't know how his teammates feel about it. I think there's some that would welcome it. I think there are others that are kind of done with it.
I mean, I'm just saying that they would probably accept him back. Okay.
But
they would probably accept him back. The problem that I have is, okay, there's two of the three guys that have to be, there's only really one guy that has to do something differently than he's done. And that's Jimmy, because Jimmy's the only one that said he was going to do something and didn't do it.
Right. And I think that, you know, for them to suspend him 7 games, like if it was a 1 game suspension, all right, we can reduce it. I mean, it's your suspension. You guys can reduce it if you wanted to.
Why?
Time for the Kings tonight.
mean, like, I don't understand what.
But the bigger deal here is Frog Boy, who decided to take the side of Paul Pierce.
Oh, I'm just saying.
Which I have to say
is
the lowest of low for you, Frog Boy.
You're twisting my words. You're twisting my words.
Twisting your words.
Is your relationship with Paul Pierce going to make sense?
He made a little bit of sense, dude, and never has he made sense until you did what you did.
What? I didn't do. First of all, look, guys. I want you to stop saying that because I'm getting harassed on social media by people left and right. Accounts are blaming me. Mm. People are thoroughly mad at me because of what they refer to as pot stirring, which I'm not a pot stirrer.
Oh,
I don't
you're
like
a
that.
Pot stirrer, dude.
Really? I'm not a pot stirrer.
Oh, you're a pot stirrer.
But you're sitting, Paul Pierce is making, have some respect, Froggy.
I mean, look, usually he's drunk or belligerent on TV doing something stupid. Now, all of a sudden, with the Heat in a vulnerable position, he's making points. He's making points now.
Oh, he's making points? Like, let me get this straight. He feels like people are going to go against the Heat because every star ends on bad terms. But he ended as a Washington Wizard.
Not a good end. Not a good end to his.
And did I not? And that, like, just correct me if I'm wrong here. Mm-hmm. Did I not see him courtside looking like a cheerleader for the Celtics in the finals?
So sad.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
So do tell. I would love to know. Like, where? Why is he making sense, Frog Boy?
He is saying Heat.
No, if he's making so much sense, if he's a clairvoyant.
Yeah.
Okay. Please do tell. Why is Paul Pierce? You know. The guy who got traded to the Brooklyn Nets when he thought that he still had some fight left for the Heat, which turned into Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. Do tell. Why did that not work out? Why would that also be something where he's making sense in a situation where Pat Riley's doing the exact same thing?
Look, what he's saying is Heat culture is dying because Pat Riley is doing it again. What he always does, he picks a fight with the big superstar. Whether or not he's correct about that or whatever happened with his horrible, stupid career as a basketball player is not necessarily what I'm pointing out. What I'm pointing out is now, because the Heat are in a vulnerable position, people like Paul Pierce can come out of the woodworks and say these ridiculous things, and now the family's fighting the family. And I want you to know, it's all because of you.
It's not because of me. And you want to know something? It's not because of me.
Family is fighting the family. D-Wade trying to warn us.
Well, D-Wade, listen, maybe D-Wade is sticking his beak because he wants to replace Pat Riley.
Oh, my goodness.
Maybe.
Look at that. Which means Paul Pierce was right.
No, it doesn't mean
Paul Pierce right. I think that's what that means.
You want to do something? I want you to do something for me.
Yeah.
You edit because you cut us up out of context all the time, and I like when you cut up, and I really, really am mad at you for this. I believe Brett Favre, and you just took liberties with that. I want you to just have for all time to say Paul Pierce was right. So when the Miami Heat rise to glory once again, you can always remember that you said that.
All right,
my question is: will it be with or without Jimmy Butler?
I don't know. Probably without.
You know what? For a guy who has answers to everything,
probably without.
All of a sudden, okay.
Probably without.
Well, according to you, this is going to lead to the next Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown.
No, it's not.
It could.
Really?
That's what he says.
I think the thing that's silly. No. Here's what I find silly about it. Okay. People are going to act like this situation is going to deter stars from coming to the Miami Heat.
Who said that?
Oh, like everybody. You got all these NBA players who think that Pat Riley's too set in his ways, that he's too rigid, which here's a couple of things just to educate everybody for this situation. One, Pat Riley has been more lenient in his ways with Jimmy Butler than he has with any other superstar in the history of his organization.
D-Wade.
Two, and you just said it there, Leroy, he did this exact thing to his actual icon, who is responsible for everything elite that he's done in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And Dwayne Wade rewarded him with getting him Jimmy Butler. So pray tell, do tell, why is Jimmy Butler the straw that's going to break the camel's back? I just find that a little bit weird from everybody. I can't really see the lot. It just sounds like one of those things. And listen, there's a chance Pat Riley's done after this year. He could retire. I can see it. I thought that before the whole Jimmy thing blew up. I was like, gets the court named after him. Now he's doing the Laker statue. He's 80. Kind of feels like the time where Pat's thinking about riding off to the sunset. Now, situations change him. He may dig in his heels and not leave. But if you guys think that the Miami Heat are sunk because of the Jimmy Butler situation, I just don't buy that. I'm sorry.
I'm not buying that. But we still need to get to a solution or conclusion.
Agreed.
With this. And to be honest with you, the solutions that you're giving me are hogwash.
I think they're not hogwash. Don't say that because Miami.
So here's your solution. Spo's gonna fix it.
Spo can fix it.
No, he can't.
Spo, let me tell you something. Let me just tell you something about.
He's not even acknowledging it.
But let me explain to you why. Can a coach fix something at the cost of other guys in that locker room thinking they can do it too?
Of course, he has to take the pulse of the locker room. But let's say the locker room's in. Okay. Mm-hmm. Then he has to say, can I get Jimmy to buy in? And let me tell you something about Eric John Spoelstra. Okay.
Tell me some more about Jimmy, because Jimmy already, I still have in my mind, Jimmy said he gonna ball.
He did. And he lied to us.
So mm-hmm. you're making an assumption that I'm not going to make mm-hmm. is that if Spo does something out of his character, right?
This is what Eric Spoelstra, I think, does. This is what I would do if I was Eric Spoelstra. Okay.
What would you do?
I would say to Jimmy Butler, I'd bring him in. I'd sit him down. And I'd say, I know why you're doing what you're doing. And he goes, why? Because you're scared to show people if you're washed or not. You don't think that you can dial it up every single night anymore. And that's why you're playing this.
Here's he can't.
You want him to call out Jimmy Butler? Because
like I said,
I think that's what you do.
Before the season, he's 35.
That's fine. But I'm talking about, well, now I only need, 45 games out of him? So, and he's had a month off. So if I'm Eric Spoelstra, I say, hey, vacation boy, I don't think you can dial it up anymore. And why I think you don't want to give full effort is because you're scared to show people you can't do it. And I dare you to go out there and play basketball hard. I dare you. And that's how he's going to do it.
What if Bam does that?
Can I just say this? You have zero idea how people work.
No, I understand.
The fact that you think that Eric Spoelstra could just say that to Jimmy and Jimmy just going all of a sudden be an all-star.
We'll see. I don't need him to be an all-star. Right now I just need him to try.
We're to the point of this where mm-hmm. the answer can't be we'll see.
No. Here's what I just need him to do. I just need him to try.
Okay.
Can Spo dare him to try?
And again, you're making assumptions because here's what a fact that
I'm aware of making assumptions.
Here's a fact of this whole situation.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy don't get what he want. Jimmy is going to pout.
Yeah, but
if Jimmy goes back to playing basketball for the Miami Heat, you're saying he's going to stop pouting.
No, I think what I think they need to do is they need to figure out if they can get him to try, because I don't think he's going to look around. And he goes, well, just trade me for Bradley Beal. And they're like, no. Okay, well, trade me anywhere. Nobody wants you that much, dude.
Right.
We got to take a break. Back after this.
All right.